Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Yeah.
Yate, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez. Welcome, Yate, this evening, I'd like to talk about the Behezani, which is basically called the Dene. The Dene fundamental laws, okay? And so I'm going to read and talk about what the Dene Behezani, what it consists of and what it stands for. And I want to hear what your thoughts are on this. It's a law that obviously affects the Navajo Nation. However, is it a constitution, or how much does the Navajo people actually utilize this law? And how is it, does it get involved in the adjudication, and how much is the Supreme Court? Title I, General Provision. And it's the foundation of the Dene law and Dene government. We, the Dene, the people of the Great Covenant, are the image of our ancestors, and we are created in connection with all creation. The holy people ordained through songs and prayer that the earth and universe and body, thinking, water, and the sacred mountain and body planning, air and the variegated vegetation, body life, fire, light, offering, sights, of variegated sacred stones and body wisdom. These are the foundation tenet established. Thinking is the foundation of planning. Life is the foundation of wisdom. Upon our creation, these are instituted within us, and we embody them. Accordingly, we are identified by our Dene name, our clan, our language, our life way, our shadow, our footprints. Therefore, we are called the holy people, surface people. From here, growth began, and the journey proceeds. Different thinking, planning life ways, languages, beliefs, and laws appear among us. But the foundation, but the fundamental law, placed by the holy people, remain unchanged. Hence, as we were created with living soul, we remain Dene forever. I want to tell all you listeners, I want to thank you for being here with me this evening, those that are listening. Here it is, we have the fundamental laws, and these are the what I just read is a declaration. And when you begin to look at and read these words, very poetic, very in-depth, very deep, it makes you think. And here is the key. The key word for us as Navajo people, that we remain Dene forever. What does that mean to you? the meaning of that remaining the Neph forever. Yes, it is blood. But does those words translate to you, whether or not? It includes the other aspect of our culture, the land, the clan, our family relationships. Does it also mean our language? Is that part of being a Dene? Or is it good enough for us just to be Dene by blood, to have a mother and father, grandparents, and to memorize our clan, mother, father? And how much of that is Keh in there? Number two, the Dene Behizani. The Dene Behizani embodies traditional law, customary law, natural law, and common law. These laws provide sanctuary for the Dene life and culture, our relationship with the world beyond the sacred mountains, and the balance we maintain with the natural world. These laws provide the foundation of Dene. Dene Benahata, providing leadership through developing and ministering policies and plans, utilizing these laws as guiding principles. And Dene Sovereignty, in turn. Dene Benahata is the foundation of Dene Benahata, a government. Hence the respect for, honor, belief, and trust in the Dene Behizani preserves, protects, and enhances the following inherent right, belief, practices, and freedom. A. The individual right and freedom of each Dene, from the beautiful child who will be born tonight, to the dear elder who will pass on tonight from old age. And as they are declared in these law, and B, the collective rights and freedom of the Diyin Noho Ka Dene as a distinct people, as they are declared in these laws. And the fundamental value and principle of the Dene way, Dene life way, as declared in these laws. Now, I'll stop there. What does that mean to you? The fundamental values and principle of the Dene life way. The values and the principle of our culture. What are those? Those are the values that we have, which is our language. The value of our culture, our ceremonies, our songs. Those are our values. Family. And principles. What are those? And the power of this Dene fundamental law is absolutely something that you must understand. D, self-governance and E, a government structure consisting of the executive branch, legislative, and judicial branch, and the national security branch. Well, our Navajo Nation fundamental law recognizes a three-branch government. And as just as important, I assume it is now from reading this, it's a four-branch government. The national security branch. Well, I haven't heard of that particular branch. And is that our, quote, is that our Navajo military? And national, meaning, is it reservation-wide? Or is it national based on the United States government? But it looks to me, it does recognize a three-branch government, but in our Navajo Diné fundamental law, it calls for a national security branch. Is that a military branch? Interesting. But I've never seen it. I've never heard it. Maybe it does exist. So in theory, there's a lot of people that go and say, you know what, that's a white man's government. One of the candidates in the Navajo Nation presidential race, he ran on the fact that the law, the government, the way it's set up, is a system that is not ours, it's foreign. Well, in theory, yes, that's true. However, our fundamental law, which has been developed by medicine men and women, the Navajo Nation government, and endorsed by the Navajo Nation Council and the government itself. And it recognizes the three-branch government, right or wrong, perfect or imperfect. It recognizes the executive branch, legislative branch, and the judicial branch. And now, according to this, is a third branch, national security branch. F, that the practice of Dinehata through the values and life ways embodied in the Dineh Bebehizani provides the foundation of all laws proclaimed by the Navajo Nation government and the faithful adherence of the Diné Binahata will ensure the survival of the Navajo Nation. Now, what does that mean? That the practice of the Diné Binahata through the values and life ways embodied in Diné Bebehizani provides foundation of all laws proclaimed by the Navajo Nation government. In the Navajo culture, or the Navajo Nation government as we see it today, and this is what's happening across the across our Navajo Nation, especially, a lot of these issues, a lot of these things that are coming forward with our presidential candidates, our council delegates, and so forth. And if you look at it just from one standpoint, that is, okay, well, are we adhering to the Chilayazi's foreign government philosophy? Or is it something that we can look at and say, you know what, our fundamental laws of the Diné addresses and recognizes three-branch government. And now it says that because of our value, our teaching, our culture, and life way, that provides the foundation of our fundamental law. That the Navajo Nation government sets aside from the Navajo Nation Election Office is one of the Navajo Nation government's office. It is the Navajo Nation government. This office established the 11 qualification. Therefore, it is the law, it's the foundation. And it's been proclaimed by the Navajo Nation government. And it says, and the faithful adherence to the Dineb Nahat'a. Okay, think about that. Dineb Nahat'a. The faithful commitment. You're willing to go out there and be committed to our laws, to our value, our cultural value, that by doing that and honoring that and sticking to that no matter what, it will ensure the survival of the Navajo Nation. Think about how powerful that section is. Now, G, the ne, the Behizani, provides the future development and growth of a thriving Navajo Nation, regardless of the many different thinking, planning life ways, language, beliefs, and laws that may appear within the Navajo Nation. That no matter how much that we begin to have other thinking, other ways, maybe it might be affected by culture, it might be affected by intermarriage, it might be affected by other philosophies, either through religion, whatever it is. The Dineb Behizani will be the centerpiece of our culture, no matter what it is. Whether we're planning as in government, at the central government level, or whether we're at the chapter level, or even family, because this is about the fundamental law of the Dineb people. And it says in here, regardless of many language that comes upon us, in this, the biggest predominance happening right now is the English language has come among us. No matter what, any of these beliefs, language, other life ways, other way of thinking, no matter what, if it comes to the Navajo Nation, that we, as the Navajo people, we will continue to practice and recognize growth and future development through the Dineb Behizani. H, the right and freedom of the Diné to be educated as to the Dineb Behizani. I think that's pretty much self-explanatory. That the Dineb Behizani provides the establishment of governmental relationship and agreements with other nations. That the Diné shall respect and honor relationships and agreements. And that the Diné can expect reciprocal respect and honor from such other nations. So, through the Dineb Behizani, the philosophy behind this Dineb Behizani is that it is in our culture that we begin to negotiate and to have an open dialogue with other governments. And if there is an agreement that we will honor that, if the treaties say something for us to do, we should honor it. By doing these things while we respect and honor these relationships with anybody off the Navajo Nation, might be state government, county government, what have you, the United States government, that by doing that, there will be a return of respect. So in other words, to be nice, not to be combative, not to take people down, but to be able to be open-minded and to think about ways that we can incorporate and make for the betterment of the Navajo Nation. The third item on the fundamental law of the Diné is the Diné traditional law. Part of our who we are, the Navajo people, that makes us who we are is that there is a principle, Nahata. And part of that Nahata is the traditional law. And it reads that the Diné traditional law declares and teaches that A. It is the right and freedom of the Diné to choose leaders of their choice. Leaders who will communicate with the people for guidance. Think about that. Those two sentences are so powerful. It is the right and freedom of the Diné to choose the leaders of their choice. Yes, right there. That's the election. It happened. But it also says those leaders that you select, that you voted for, plied, whether the presidential or the council delegate, those leaders, it reads right here, will communicate with the people. How do you communicate? Talking, speaking. Who are the people? The Navajo people. And who and what creates the Diné people? Diné, Diné Nitlini. Diné is you and I. And part of what it says earlier in the statement, part of who makes us the Navajo people is our language and the value that we place on it. And that's basically what now this is saying, is that these leaders that we vote for must be able to communicate with the people. Now, while you're communicating with the people, it is also for guidance. Guidance to be able to share your integrity. Guidance for, hey, sure, question, nahoti. Communicating, sure, hey, shema, shje. Shinanta, shike, but how does it jay? Ah, no, squaw. Ah, damn. Quag ye, sad, shinanta. Edo tau tide, sin. Dojo, shakate ni kata. Shaka o jay. Navajo wage is your spell husband or less. Joy who toy to neck at your ART. Coin the Christ so he see it. Leaders who will use their experience and wisdom to always act in the best interest of the people. And again, let me say this. Leaders who will use their experience and wisdom. What does wisdom mean? You, through life experience, you gain wisdom. Wisdom to always act in the best interest of the people. Well, as a leader, you must act what is best for the interest of the people, which might mean, well, is it going beyond the Navajo Nation reservation and its government and its laws? Is that acting in the best interest of the people? As elected leaders, is it best to take funds and monies? What about your own personal life? Once you become a public servant, you are no longer really living. Once you become an elected official, you are now a public servant. So everything that you do, whether it's public or your personal life, must be chosen and developed and acting in the best interest of the people who surround you. The family that you do what is the best interest, one of the people that is the most important around your circle, the people, is your family. So in other words, does that mean that you go out there and you defraud your family or your community? Does that mean that you, as far as your wife, your children, your associates, the leaders who will also ensure the rights and freedoms of generations yet to come. So the things that we're doing and talking about today, the things that are happening, the laws that are not exactly right, yes, we must make sure that these leaders will act in the best interest, that will bring and ensure that the rights of the future generation is right, not just for the current remedy of certain problems that are happening with our laws, but in other words, precedents. Whatever we do now is something that we must think about. That's where the seventh generation theory comes in. It's powerful. It's all here. I'll be back in a few minutes, and I am going to try to extend the show. So please be patient with me, but I'll be back on air should I get accidentally chopped off. So I'm going to extend this show. So a lot of interest in this thing. I think we're getting into some very, very incredible stuff here. So thank you. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back in a bit.
No. I don't know.
Hi, Yate Shahasi. So I am trying to extend the show, so please be patient with me. I'll be right back. And should you get disconnected, please call back in within about 2 or 3 minutes, because we'll be continuing this until 10 o'clock. So yeah, just be patient with us, and I will be right back.